Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and from the Pastanya Studios, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
June looks cojonud.
I'm keeping it polished tonight, you know?
Means balls, right?
Yeah, you look cojonud.
Like cojonud means big balls, right?
I think that's
it's cojones. When cojones. It's cojones.
Oh, maybe I added the adjective big. It means
you've
balls.
You've been hit by the balls. Yeah, been, you've been hit in the different. Head by a set of balls. You've been cojonud. That's what you look like right now.
Well, yeah,
I just coined that. It could be a good thing or a bad thing. It depends on how you want to take it. Dude, don't look it up. You're not going to get anything. Like, that's not going to be an Urban Dictionary thing that I haven't edited that yet.
All right, we've all caught on by now. We are talking about the Tatuaje Kahanu 2015.
Let's pull up a photo of this cigar.
The cigar is a Robusto Extra 5x55. Comes out of the My Father factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers Nicaragua and Habano. Binder and filler both from Nicaragua. Blended by Pete Johnson. Price point is $13. Cigar was released in September of 2022. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Do we have a photo of the stick?
Yes, we do. There you go.
Ooh,
look at that wrapper. Ooh, look at
you
that.
Look
at that second band.
Smell the barnyard from here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
ball sweat. Okay. I thought this was okay. I thought it was overall average. I kind of feel like this was really heavy on spice, and it was super strong for me. Like, total head blaze. Like cloudy head, strong.
It smells like
and it kind of feels
it was
like
strong as balls.
It's like it's like Mandigo, you know, slapped his balls right in my mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of basically. I kind of feel like it was strength for strength's sake.
All right. Oh. What about you, Seth?
I did not like that last comment. I thought that was hurtful. I just thought it was not true. Anytime I don't smoke kahunas that often just because they're super strong usually, but anytime I go into them, I'm usually pretty pumped. And it was just a blast of pepper, cinnamon. There was some faint toast, lots of oak, leather, and earth. I didn't find it like overly strong compared to, I guess, with past kahunas, maybe how it was, but it had medium full to full strength body, strong tobacco notes, really good burn and draw. The final third became a little bit hot, little mineral qualities that may have kicked it up then. But at that point, I was rocking and rolling. So, John?
Yeah, I wouldn't describe this as particularly full bodied, especially for kahunas. I would say this is kind of middle of the road, and maybe that's just because, you know, half the time I was
you have a pair of balls and June doesn't.
I mean, I do smoke a lot of heavy cigars, so maybe I'm just used to it by now. But especially within the Kono series, I actually was going to say this was kind of softer than a lot of the kahunas he's put out. I did get spices in the first third, but I had them down at light plus, so. You know, quite soft bread, creamy wood, light plus baking spices, creamy vegetal, like really kind of desserty, more of the softer style that Pete can kind of come out with nuance and layers to it. Second third was more wood driven. So creamy wood, spicy wood, dry wood, a little bit of bread and spices engaging in the retrohale. But you know, largely the profile was defined by wood. And then the last third, kind of not the same level of complexity. So creamy earth, tannic wood. I didn't get the minerality, but you know, that last third didn't really come together in the same way that the first and second thirds did for me. Burn was great. Draw had a little bit of snugness to it. So that was a bit of a drag, but, smoked well and obviously had no burn issues. So, I would smoke these all day long. I was super happy. I even said in my notes, the spice level was much more subdued than many other Habano plants that I've smoked over the years. So I don't know. Go figure. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted cedar and bold baking spice, and then that baking spice quickly transitioned to a bold black pepper and some earth joined in a bit later. Final third saw the toast transition, a light char, and some wood bitterness and a vegetal note joined in. I thought the cigar had an average flavor profile throughout, kind of focused around that cedar, earth, and black pepper. Cigar went out on me twice, so I'm sure the relays didn't really help out in regards to all the flavor components, but it just, the cigar never really got off the ground for me. I wouldn't see myself coming back to it. It was not one of my favorite from the brand, so it's okay. I mean, it's still limited. You're probably not going to get a chance to smoke it again anyway, so let's let it go and move on to the next one, I guess. All right, getting the scores, start at the top with John at 6.52. Seth gave it a 6.2. June gave it a 5.65. I gave it a 5.3. So, John, how'd that 6.52 matchup for you?
Yeah, I think for me, 6.52 is where you go. If I saw this in a shop, I would definitely pick it up and smoke it. I'm not necessarily going to go hunting for it, you know, which is to say, the problem is Pete puts out a lot of cigars, and many of them are good, and some of them are better than others. And this is kind of, you know, for Pete's kind of competing with himself at this point, where it's kind of middle of the pack for his goodness. So would I smoke it if I saw it in the shop? Yes, but I'm not going to go crazy and trying to seek it out, because he's put out some really great cigars in the last 18 months.
All right, Seth, 6.2.
Listen, I'm a ball hunter. I'm going to go get it.
I got to get it.
So I think John summed it up well, that it wasn't as strong as past Cojones. It wasn't as much as loved as some of the other ones that I've really enjoyed. And I actually tend to like some of the, actually, wait a minute, hold on. Oh. I need to make sure I'm reading my notes correctly on this one before I don't say anything. That's, I always feel like someone like Charlie's going to like
call you out,
throw something at me in like 2 years and be like, what are you talking about? And then it's going to be like, oh shit, it really does. Yeah, this was, I can't remember what I was going to say. I don't even go back to the notes, but yeah, you know, I'm where I am with those. If you could pick them up, definitely pick them up. They're limited. So yeah.
All right. June, 5.65.
No, you know, nothing inherently wrong, especially in this generation these days, to have some balls in your mouth, but nothing as big as these like big ass Rottweiler balls or something, you know, like maybe some Chihuahua balls, but I just don't want this big of a balls in my mouth.
All right. My 5.3 matches up well. Average flavor profile throughout. Iffy construction, I'll say, with the burn. So, yeah, just not even close to being something I would pick from the Tatuai portfolio. So, yeah, we'll see what the other 12 that he puts out this year, how they smoke. So, any final thoughts from you guys on this one?
I kind of wish he went with it being 5.5 by 55. I don't know. Yeah. Whenever there's a 55 ring gauge, I like when everyone goes that double nickel.
You
got to double nickel it. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
but. Maybe that's next year. You know
what? We'll talk to him at the
June PCA. Can't handle that extra half inch, though. Anyway,
exactly. It was already, mouth was already full.
It's too much for him.
Stuff anymore in there.
I got one ball on this cheek. I got a ball down here. I got no more room. Yeah.
All right.
We got to change subjects here. I'm getting a little excited.
Talked about fucking balls the entire review.
If you're catching
this, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, if you're catching this on our OnlyFans, make sure you tip and tip well. But
you guys like charged on that? I thought it was just all free.
No, we got the After Dark OnlyFans.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
Yep.
Check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Cojones.